Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Rioters began the Lackey Memorial Tournament yesterday with a doubleheader. Gillette started out against the Williston Post 37 Keybirds from North Dakota, and the game was tied at 1-1 heading to the top of the second. But the Keybirds got the bats going in the rest of the game, getting 12 total hits compared to Gillette, who only had 6. Williston was able to score 2 more runs in the second and fourth, and 1 in the sixth and seventh, as the Keybirds would hand the Rioters an opening loss in the tournament by a 7-2 final. Seeing themselves down 0-1, the Rioters bounced back in a big way in their second game against the Rocky Mountain Oysters from Colorado. Gillette got the bats going in the bottom of the first, scoring 7 runs that led to the Rioters getting the win 9-1 in a mercy-rolled 4.5 innings. Rioters head assistant coach Sam Stearns was very happy with the response the boys had in the second game, especially after the long road trip that they just came back from in Sioux Falls.
You know, I was really happy for them. You know, it was a tough one to come back from. Long road trip out there to Sioux Falls, and played really great out there in Sioux Falls. It played great through all out. So coming back, like to kind of keep on building on what we did out there, and obviously the first game wasn't that way, but they definitely responded in the second game. Knew that their backs were up against the wall here. We are up against the wall the rest of the tournament right here. We're going to kind of win out to sit there and win the tournament. So their response was great there. And that first inning coming back with the energy like they had, and did a really good job of squaring up a bunch of baseballs in that inning. Hit some balls really hard and put a lot of pressure on those guys right off the bat.
In the Pool A standings in the tournament, Gallatin Valley from Montana is the only undefeated team with a 1-0 record, and Williston and Gillette are tied with 1 win and 1 loss, and that was the first game for the Oysters in the tournament, so they will head into today with an 0-1 record. The top two teams in Pool A and Pool B will get a chance to play in the semifinal games tomorrow, with a chance to go to the tournament championship game on Sunday. The Rioters will have their last game in pool play tonight against Gallatin Valley, and it will start at 7:30. We will have the game for you on 93.3 The Legend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.